Right. Well, there's, oh, and the, what's the front part of it?
That's your shin.
Well, that's where I was mistaken. I thought that was my shin. That's my flank. Shank? What do you call this?
Calf of your leg.
That's a calf. And that's the shin.
Shin.
Right. What's the back part of the thigh?
That's your thigh.
Well, let's see. Back part of thighs, especially midway between knee and buttock.
Well, that's your thigh.
You're squatting down on your what?
Knees.
No?
Heels.
You're squatting down on your?
Feet. Are you?
Not exactly. There's another word there. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or past the time of the print. You're down on your...
You're squatted down on your hunkers.
That's it. That's it. On your hunkers. Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
under the weather.
Right. How would you say he felt?
He doesn't look like he feels good.
Is he... Is there another one? He's kind of sickly looking. He's kind of...
He looks pale.
Right, and then another one starts with P.
Looks fur.
How about peaked?
Peaked.
Would you say that?
Yeah, that's it.
You'd say peaked, locked in?
Looks peaked.
You'd say that. Okay. Okay, a person who can lift heavy weights, who is robust and healthy, he's what?
He's large.
Well, not necessarily large, but if a man is very big,
strong.
Right. When you spoke of old butter before, you mentioned it's getting
old
before it got rancid. It got what?
Got old and strong.
Would you call butter strong when it tastes real rancid? Mm-hmm. But how about a man who is overweight, was overweight but very strong? Would you ever use another word as describing that? Would you use the word stout, referring to the man's strength? Would you call him stout?
Yes.
What's another meaning of the word stout?
It's, but he's healthy and strong.
How about heavy?
Heavy.
Would heavy be stout?
Well, he could be strong and not be heavy.
Yeah, but could the word stout mean large?
Well, yes, I guess it could.
You don't, well,
I
you don't know, sure, that stout means large?
I wouldn't think it means.
Well, I thought stout just meant strong.
Well, that's
but
what
I've heard people call stout, talking about she was sure stout, and she's talking. They're talking about the size of the person, not the strength at all.
Well,
they never use that up here.
I think strong. I mean, doesn't mean that you really have to be large.
Doesn't have to be large.
Mm-hmm.
You can be strong. Okay. One who is very easy to get along with is what? Very easy.
To get along with. Well, you call them really.
Yeah. Easy to get along with. Well, he's very
quiet and kind.
Yeah, with this. If someone had a very good disposition so that everyone likes you, say she's very.
They're so kind and easy to get along with.
Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say, well, he's mighty good natured.
Good natured.
Would you say that?
He sure does have a good nature.
You'd say that. Okay.
Sure would have a good nature.
Well.
Natured.
Good natured. When a boy is in his teens and he is apt to be all arms and legs, you can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. He can't. And you say, at that age, he is awfully...
awkward.
Okay. Okay, if a boy was growing and his arms and legs were too long for him, you say, I don't know what to do with him. He's so...
I can't get close to him. His feet's too big.
Stand out on the floor, don't they? And he's too...
tall?
No, well, yeah, but then you're tried about the other words you use, awkward. Would you say anything besides awkward?
He's awkward and gawky.
Gawky, okay. And then the person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he just plain...
hateful.
Now that has to do, well, you might say that, but he doesn't know what he's doing. Now, hateful has to do with his attitude.
Yeah.
But he just very doesn't know much.
He just,
very, how would you call him?
Well, he's not exactly right.
All right, he's not all there, is he?
Yeah.
Not right. Would you say he's fool?
He's kind of off, crazy.
Foolish. Right. A person who will never spend a cent is a what?
Tightwad.
That's not you, is it? You believe money is round, made to roll, spend. What, you ever call him a miser?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, that's really, I guess, what you won't call them.
But they're tightwads too. When you use the word blank about a person, what does it mean? Say that girl is very common, what would you mean? If that person is very common, if you're making a comment about someone, you say, that's a very common person. What would that mean?
Well, she's kind of blank. Is that what you want?
Well, I wonder, do you ever use the word common in referring to people?
Yeah, they're very common.
What's that mean?
Well, they're just not very bright.
You have a reference to the intelligence more than anything else?
So, don't you?
Well, I thought the word would mean they just don't have a lot of extra nice things. They just got the common run of the mill, just an average person.
Well, so many times.